This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Radio Program. Doug will be here very shortly. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. He is James Collins. And you know what? I know we should probably move on, but I don't care. I am still so amped about that Usher performance over the weekend with Super Bowl.
It was
a good halftime show. I know a lot of people did not like it. They thought it was a snooze fest. I thought it was total Usher because he started out a little bit slow and then he went really amped. He got on roller skates as he was doing everything and he shared that stage. He had so many guests. He had Alicia Keys and her and Luda and Lil Jon.
I just smile every time I see Lil Jon, and that voice of his, just too fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping he was going to be there, so I was happy to see him, but I was really surprised about Ludacris. One thing I did before the Usher performance at the Super Bowl is I kind of went through his catalog of music, because I'm like, okay, you know, he's definitely, like, for my age range, like, he was the thing, because I would dance into a lot of Vegas clubs to Usher, and, you know, the slow jam.
Stevie Wonder was, like, transcendent when that first hit.
Yeah, he had
a 30-decade career.
But I thought to myself, I'm like, gosh, I didn't realize how many collaborations he had. Oh, and Will.i.am was on stage with him as well.
Oh, that's right.
There's so many different collaborations that he did. There was an opportunity for him to bring a lot of people with him, and he did. And that was cool to see. And I don't know if you heard, but did he get married? Because I got an update that he was going to go get married in Vegas to his girlfriend after the Super Bowl.
Did he?
They got their marriage license, it looks like. Yeah, they got their marriage license. I'm looking it up right now. So he's been with this girl, Jennifer, oh gosh, it's a tough last name, Gosachia, it looks like. And apparently they got their wedding, their marriage license on February 8th in Vegas. And so they've been together since 2019. They're having a small ceremony, just close friends and family in attendance. They've got two kids together. They've got a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. And I guess he had his record come out on Friday with the Super Bowl. I guess this is just his time to get it all done, all the good stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely living his best life right now, as he should be. All right, well, love is in the air because it's Valentine's Day, and Usher may be married, maybe not, but at least heading that way with the marriage license. Can we just talk about love for a moment? And
do you love love?
I love love. I love love. And it's so beautiful. And not just romantic love, but friendship love and family love. And it is just so much fun, especially when it is in the form of movies. And if it's a romantic comedy, like love dramas and stuff, yeah, that's all fun. I love, what is it, The Notebook? One of the best.
God,
absolutely.
Is it gut-wrenching, though?
It is. It is iconic and legendary. And it really is. They did a great job with it. But the rom-coms, the fun ones, those are the good ones. Like, what is it? When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally.
That's an old
iconic
classic.
Yeah.
Yes. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is really fun with, I'm blanking out her name, not Kate Middleton. My brain is everywhere today, and it's like whatever thing I'm thinking I want to say, my brain's like Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. And if you watch The Office, you know what that you know that phrase. But it's like
Kate Hudson is who you're thinking.
Just Kate Hudson, yeah.
Yes, Kate Hudson. It goes from one thing to the next. Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey. Did you ever see 500 Days of Summer with Zooey Deschanel?
I don't think I saw
Jessica
that
Gordon
one.
Levitt.
Was that it great? Because I think she's super cute.
She is wonderful.
My best friend's wedding, I really liked
yes,
a lot, too.
That one was so good. That one, I think, and what was the other one that, Julie Roberts did? Notting Hill. I feel like that one was kind of underrated.
She was like the queen of the rom-com for a while.
Yes. for a good minute. Crazy Stupid Love. Did you ever see that one?
Yes, that was great.
I think that's one of my favorites. That one's a good one. Of course, actual Valentine's Day, the film with the compilation of different stories that all end up intertwining. Yep. And that was
really cute. That one's very much
cast.
Like what they did at New Year's, too. What was it? There was like two.
New Year's Day. Or new, not your New Year's Day. New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve. And then they were both done by Gary Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Michelle Pfeiffer was in that one. I love Michelle Pfeiffer.
She's great. She's another one who was the queen of the rom-com for a while. Mm-hmm. And Sandra Bullock, got to give her props. She was it for a while, too.
Oh, The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds. That one was so good. That's one of the movies that if I'm flipping through channels or I'm doing something and it's on, and it doesn't even have to be at the beginning, whatever point it's on, I will keep it that channel for the rest of the movie. Betty White as his grandmother, as Ryan Reynolds' grandmother, was just the best. Especially the scene where Betty White and Sandra Bullock are dancing in the woods, like to the beach. They're just chants, whatever fills your heart. And she's like, from the windows to the walls.
Anything with Betty White, of course, is going to be that much better. But The Proposal was great. And Sandra Bullock, I think, is just so likable. She was one of those, you know, because when you watch a rom-com, it's always about kind of putting yourself in the story, sort of. And she's always very relatable. And that's what makes a good rom-com, is someone who's not so out of touch that you feel like you can't see it happening in real life. She's a very relatable character.
Yeah, she is. What's the other? My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That one's a sweet one, especially like with all the family relationships. And
what about going way back? What about like Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles? Like if you go way, way back, do you think those are rom-coms, would you say, or just those teenage movies?
I can't recall. Those were
gosh, I beat you.
Sorry. I mean, I'm familiar with them enough. But I guess I would call those, like, teen rom-coms for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up, the teen rom-coms I grew up with were, Clueless was kind of one. But I'm not even sure if we call that a rom-com, more just a teen film. What was it? Just Go With It was one that I really liked that I grew up with. And there was one with Kirsten Dunst and Ben Foster. Or is that just Go With It? There are two films that I'm totally getting mixed up in my mind right now, but both of them, anyway, were really good. The film that I love, love, loved, and I don't know if you want to call it a rom-com because it wasn't necessarily, but Out Cold, the snowboarding movie with Jeremy London. No, it was Jason London. Did you ever see that one?
No, I missed that one. I don't know. Never even heard of it.
And so he falls in love with a girl, and then she breaks his heart, but before the film even started and stuff, and then she walks into the ski lodge, and it's very Humphrey Bogart? What's the old, not Gone with the Wind, Casablanca. It's very Casablanca. It's like they basically took Casablanca and made it a snowboarding film. And they use a lot of lines from it. And then somebody tries to buy the mountain.
Fun.
And they have to save the mountain and stuff. And it's a love story of the mountain and their work family, almost more than an actual like rom-com of like romantic relationship.
Huh. See, I love Love Actually. And I know people classify that as just a Christmas movie, but I think it's just the ultimate. Yeah, it's just the most ultimate, sweet love story and multiple love stories. You get them over and over in that one.
Mm-hmm. What about love songs? What kind of love songs? If you were making a playlist, are you going slow jams or a little bit more upbeat?
Usually upbeat, I think. I mean, sometimes the, like, quote, and I'll use air quotes, like those love songs, they get a little cheesy and overdramatic. Although I do love a good country love song. I think those are fun because they're not quite as
heavy. Good energy still. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What's on your list of love energy
ones? Oh my goodness, what would it be? It would probably be like a hodgepodge mix, maybe 311 Amber or something, and then something by Mandy Moore. I would have to figure out just one Mandy Moore song, and then The Darkness. I believe in a thing called love. Which I highly recommend. If you're not even familiar with that song, you have to see the music video. James and I were talking about it a moment ago of how he was like, it's so 80s and stuff. And it is. It's supposed to be so 80s, but it was done in the early aughts. And that was kind of like their niche. Like they were an 80s hair band in the early aughts.
With the little punk. Yeah, a little punk mixed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit. But speaking of 80s songs, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Is that one of your favorites? Is that a go-to?
No. Is that what we call that, a love song? I think
Living on a Prayer.
A love story.
I mean, I guess so. To me, that's just, I don't know, that was just 80s hair greatness. I think of those as kind of like party anthem, sort of, or like party song.
Karaoke classic.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, you know what's really romantic? Sir Mixed a Lot, Baby Got Back.
Oh, that's an excellent one. Or the thong song.
Oh, yeah, Cisco. Cisco is bringing it back.
whenever you were in high school, whatever decade that was, that's where your classic love songs will come from. So, like, if I'm thinking of, like, love songs for me growing up, it was, like, George Michael. It was Wham. It was, I don't know. I think whenever you're, like, 12 years old, whatever is going on right around that time, it's, like, those are the love songs.
What was the big thing? Like, so I was in high school in the early aughts, and it was the pop princess and boy band situation. So we had Mandy Moore, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson leading our way along with NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and 98 Degrees.
Yeah, I was in the mid-90s, and it was, everything was Boys to Men. Like, a lot of those R&B, I don't want to call them boy bands, but the R&B groups, that was kind of those were your love songs.
Oh, show me an R&B song that is not a love song. Those are all, like, smooth.
Yeah.
I like those ones. James, what's on your list? You're making a mixtape for your girlfriend. What are you putting on it first and foremost?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so this is a niche pick, and like 5% of our audience will get it. But there's a song from a musical called Waitress called You Matter to Me, and that's our song. And it's very slow, very sweet. And, yeah, we thought about like playing that. If we were to get married in the future, we'd probably have that be our wedding song. So, yeah, probably that song.
Your first dance song.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sweet.
It is.
I'm going to have to check that song out. I have no idea. I've never heard it before. But I saw Waitress the movie. That's another kind of rom-com-ish.
I feel like it's more of
a love story.
Carrie Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Which is like mother-daughter kind of love thing. Let's see it after the hour.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in/promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The hour now, good day time. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and social media in the focus here in this portion of each hour of the program. You can always connect to us too, by the way, at Good Day Networks on all of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, X. There's a focus on a social media threat made against the Pittsburgh public schools. And so the couple of school districts have made some changes. One of their students reported a threat to the West Mifflin School, is how it looks like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. District officials say schools will not receive any visitors. It's just ruining everything. These damn social media connections are great, but then they're not. This is ruining a lot of good, important social development time for youngsters, and it's sick. It is.
Yeah. Well,
now, Pittsburgh Public Schools are operating on a modified lockdown because of the threat. The whole school system. I don't even know. I'm not going to repeat the threat. I don't see it here anyway. But the fact that it is taking hold as it has, some people say, it's not a big thing. You're overreacting. Mm-hmm.
But isn't it better to overreact and be wrong than to underreact and be wrong?
Yeah, right. Yep. That's what I'm...
So go do a sweep and everything, and then the modified lockdown is that only existing appointments or meetings will still be honored. Nobody else is permitted to come into the building. There will be no outside activity. So if it's an elementary school where they typically would do outdoor recess, they have to stay inside. And it's just, it's scary. Even just the thought of any of it.
Yep. Put yourself in that position with your children. I guess that's the reason for it being as important as it is. All right, we've posted at Good Day Show, at the Good Day, well, all of our social media, the question on our social media for the next day or so is, what was the best Valentine date you ever had? All right, Jay, we start with you. What was the best Valentine date you ever had?
Oh, man, I don't know. My husband and I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I,
No.
The last time we celebrated was our first Valentine's Day together as a couple, and it was such a miserable mm-hmm. time because it was a restaurant we always went to, and we could tell that for Valentine's Day, they brought in extra tables, extra chairs. There was no space.
Load them
up. Barely move. You were yeah. basically on quadruple dates with all of these strangers, and it was just so yeah. miserable. But our thing is, I guess this is our best dates are we go to the grocery store, we get great ingredients, and then we cook together. We cook our own dinner.
How sweet
what about
is
you,
that? Oh, I've had a few. I will tell you the worst one. When Tony and I were married, I was like a kid. I was James. I was younger than James when I got married, and didn't have a clue. So, the first Valentine's Day together, we went to a restaurant, and I gave Tony a telephone. And she looked at me. We'd had a rough time. The first we got married in November. We met in July, and so by this time, Tony was waking up to reality. She'd been in a convent. She was a nun for 4.5 years in an infant school down in North Carolina, and then she had a little thing with a priest, and that didn't settle well, so she got out. She came up to Framingham because the fellow that ran the novitiate that she was in had a brother who had a school. He was principal of a school up in Framingham, and he hired her. And I met her very shortly after that. And so we had, you know, just kind of a moderate romance and decided, oh, this will be fun. Let's be married. She never, mm-hmm. she said she always was, she was happy to tell me all the time that she never really agreed. She just went along with the program.
Counts. Hit those dollar stores. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You might have heard newscasters chuckle when Dollar Tree stores recently marked up some items to $1.25. But Dollar Tree and Dollar General and Family Dollar are still the best place to buy things that cost dollars more elsewhere. Next time you're at the drugstore, look at the price on the back of greeting cards there. And why pay more for picture frames, phone cables and chargers, and school and home office supplies. Santa will thank you for buying gift bags and wrapping paper at dollar stores. And because breakage happens, the price is right for wine glasses and martini glasses and other drinkware. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our couples quick start pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals that the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services for Americans. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package featuring significant allocations for Israel and Ukraine. Despite passing with a 70-29 vote, its prospects in the Republican-controlled House remain uncertain. The NYPD is sharing images of two suspects involved in the fatal subway shooting at Mount Eden Station Monday. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
Once the groups come together on the train, there's a verbal dispute that quickly leads to a physical fight. As the train is pulling into the station at Mount Eden, one round is fired inside of the train car.
A 35-year-old man who was an innocent bystander was killed in that shooting, while five others sustained injuries. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Is there a Batman commercial that ran in the Super Bowl? Or is that from an old Super Bowl? Or is that just a Batman thing?
That's from Batman Begins.
It was a commercial, but it was Ben Affleck. Batman.
Ah, okay. All right, boys and girls, here we go. On the positive track, on the good side, the right side of things, we're here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner with a thought from Abraham Lincoln. Are we ready for Honest Abe, who said many things in his tenure as president? And one of them was when he was running for election. So maybe this is a lesson for Joe Biden and for Donald Trump and for Mr. Kennedy and whoever else is going
to
run.
Did you like his ad, by the way?
Which one?
In the Super Bowl, Kennedy.
Lincoln, yeah. Abraham Lincoln ran a spot.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl?
Anybody. They'll take anybody's money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly. I did not watch the Super Bowl. I was having my dinner, and I wasn't, shall I admit, that I wasn't interested. I didn't care. And mostly because I caught out of the corner of my eye this Kelsey thing with the coach that completely turned me off.
And
if I wasn't already turned off to the game, I thought he looked like a real jerk. Anyway, that's not why I'm talking about Abraham Lincoln. He said upon his election, "I am not bound to win, but I am bound to be true. I'm not bound to succeed, but I am bound to live by the light that I have. I must stand with anybody that stands right and stand with him while he is right and part with him when he is wrong." You see either of the candidates or any of the major candidates that would come out with that, they don't even understand probably what Abraham Lincoln said. "I'm not bound to win, but I'm bound to be true." I think more like true that. To himself. He was always that way. "I'm not bound to succeed, but I'm bound to live by the light that I have. I must stand with anybody that stands right and stand with him while he is right and part with him when he goes wrong." Boy, wouldn't it be nice if politicians today could do that instead of just take everybody's money and go for the people who are, you know, paying.
Well, and it's a chess game about how you get people more power and money, and it's not about making the country better.
Yep. So Joe Biden's going to win. I understand why he's going to win, though. You're interested in my thoughts on this, Jennifer and Jay?
Win what?
All right. He called out the snack companies to stop shrinkflation. He thinks that the way the businesses are cutting product sizes and charging more money is a ripoff. So he said, quote, "Companies are trying to pull a fast one by shrinking the products little by little and hoping you won't notice." This was, this was posted on X. Didn't he do a TikTok thing too before the
He did after the Super Bowl, trying to pretend that he had drafted or that he created the outcome. Like anybody thinks he can even tie
of the Super Bowl?
Right. Give me a break.
Good for him. Give me a break. All right. So anyway, there's Joe's going to fix everything because he's on to Gatorade, Doritos, Breyers ice cream, Tostitos, all of those things. Yep. Let's go get him. Pepsi-Cola said that they weren't going to vote for him because he was not nice to their products. Goldfish. That was another thing. He was concerned about Goldfish and Oreos. All right. Okay, there you go.
Priorities.
Right. There's a restaurant that inspired Ratatouille that I thought of Jennifer on this one because they lost $1.5 million worth of wine.
Oops.
83 bottles of rare wine. Why are you?
I haven't seen a thing.
Oh, it was you.
Hiccup humor.
We got it. Okay. All right. Let's see the talk radio review from last Friday and some of the things that will perhaps stick around this week in conversation. Hopefully that discussion about Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade will go poof and disappear. What a waste of time that conversation is, and focus on it, as is the impeachment of Mayorkas. Now that they failed, I think that goes away, doesn't it? Or is somebody going to try some other cute move? He's right. I mean, the border thing, which was number one last week on the story list, is and will be, and for me, that's the number one issue. So I'm on to trying to figure out conversationally how we deal with this. I don't know that there is this conversation going on forever and ever.
That's the only thing that changes it. You vote him out because whether you go after Mayorkas or you go after the next guy, this is the ideology that Biden has, and that's what they're carrying out. So if you don't like what's happening at the border, then you have to vote him out.
Yeah. Well, the voting him out, you vote out. You're not going to get rid of him with an impeachment. It was a waste of money and a waste of time. But, yeah, you don't like the policies, and who does? Unless you don't understand what's going on. If you think that Joe Biden is the greatest thing since sliced bread and he's a great leader, then look at this and then perhaps talk to us about what you think great leadership is about. And not about the personality. It's about the lack of effectiveness of leadership. That's what it's about. Nice guy. I don't know. He may be. And I guess the question, though, that a lot of people are asking is whether or not there's a disconnect here, whether there's prejudice on the part of whoever's asking the question about age because of Trump. being close in age. He's like a couple of years younger than Biden is. But all the focus on Biden, and people who like Biden are saying that it's a, you know, it's a term? It's a foul.
Ageist.
It's not, because he keeps making the same kind of mistakes.
Exactly.
Doesn't look good.
The thing that bothers me, I don't care if a guy is 105 and can serve with dignity and can serve effectively, but what we're seeing from Biden is not effective and it's not dignified. And it makes me question what his family is doing to...
Well, but Trump's not dignified either.
I'm not talking about whether or not you like personality. I'm saying, does he look like he's, like, functional? And the answer is Trump does. And, by the way, I'm not just saying this because I like Trump. I don't like Nancy Pelosi, but I think Nancy Pelosi looks more in control of her faculties than Joe Biden does, and she's older than he is. So it's not about age. It's about whether or not they can still do the work.
Mm-hmm. Whether you have it or you don't have it.
Yeah.
I was in Southern California over the weekend. Didn't get to see Jennifer or her dad, but I did see the rest. Yes, I do. I talked to your father on Friday. Don't say that.
Oh, well, not me then.
No, I didn't call you. No. The floods and the result. Miles and I took a bike ride yesterday. We went down by the L.A. River. There's a couple of places that are in Mar Vista that with the various L.A. rivers. They call all of them, well, the L.A. River, but there's, you know, this one over here, there's another one over there, and there was a little water flowing down. I talked to my son's house. Didn't have any impact, but my daughter's house did from the rain. And so... I did talk to you about this, Jennifer. How much rain you had on the other side of the hill? When did we talk about that?
On Friday, when we were together on the show.
Oh, okay. All right. So, the quick return, although I didn't go up to PCH to see all the mudslides and the houses that were sliding down the hill, was like a scene out of one of when Mel Gibson and Danny Glover ripped that house off the side of the hill. Remember that? Which one of the Lethal Weapon movies was that? Yeah, it was one of them. At any rate, there is a lot of weather. February and March are going to be not great for weather anywhere in the country, no matter where you are. There's a big snowstorm moving across the upper Midwest and through to the Northeast over the next couple of days. And so this is, you know, that's life down on the farm. And I am getting really annoyed, frankly. Can you tell each time we bring up the weather and you hear all these people yelling about global warming? It is nonsense.
After sitting in California thinking, gosh, it's been so cold. It was a mild summer, and it's been raining a lot. And there was some news anchor who's like, this is the warmest February on record. And I thought to myself, says who? This is a cold February for us in California. Yeah. And they keep saying it was the hottest summer. And it's like, it didn't even get warm in California until the end of July, maybe even the beginning of August. It was an exceptionally moderate and cool, I would say, year. But everybody's still cranking it up, saying how hot it is. Bizarre.
Yeah. All right, this is the story with this California hiker who's missing. She was out and about, three others. This is Mount Baldy. Where's Mount Baldy?
Southern California.
Is it? So she was lost in the atmospheric river.
Yeah,
there's another term.
Well, it's a dumb time to go hiking. We had really bad storms, and whether it was raining and you could see it, or there's mudflows, just not a great week for hiking. And now they've had these resources to find these people.
Yeah, to go find
them. They will. Sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's just one of these guys was in.
You think it wouldn't be as bad?
What? Wouldn't be as bad if they stayed home.
It wasn't going to be as wet, like it wasn't going to be as bad, they would be okay.
I think everybody just thinks that they're going to be fine, or that something bad is not going to happen to them, or they get a little arrogant, thinking that they can get ahead of Mother Nature. It's like, you have to respect.
It's just a little bit of rain.
Yeah, well, you've got to respect the planet.
This British actor, Julian Sands, he was dead. He got killed up in that same area last summer.
It took him months to find the guy, too, or at least weeks.
Yeah, right. All right, there's a new plastic-eating powerful super worm that now is working to get rid of super large piles of super waste. Wow. This is something going on in Singapore, where they have lots of rubbish. The scientists there investigating the potential of a, let's see if I can do this one, zoophobic atriac worm. Something close to that, anyway. Right. Well, they call it the super worm. Yep. And they've developed the super worm to, to combat global plastic pollution. Let's see, what else can this thing do? It eats plastic. It also eats beetles. And let's see, what else does it do? It likes to eat fauna and flora. So that means it has a multiple, it's like, that's like flowers and trees and that kind of stuff. So I don't know. This is, if you got something like this, if you can direct it in the right area, that's fine. But you don't want it out there eating up the floor and the
fauna. Yeah, you know what's going to happen, right? Everybody's going to be like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden it's going to get loose and...
Right, like that Chinese thing.
Entire population.
Remember that bug that was in the palace that came over from China? Couple of years ago, got into all the trees, killed thousands and thousands of trees. Yeah, I think something like that. All right, let's talk about the monarch butterfly as long as we're in this department here. Sightings may be fewer than usual this summer. Uh-oh, this is something else that's having a tough time. Yeah, the winter in Central Mexico has decreased the population precipitously, according to the World Wildlife Fund. A number of monarchs dropped from two, huh? What? I don't understand this way. Anyway, they're a lot less. I guess maybe, I don't know. They're about 21 million less butterflies. Who the heck is doing the counting, I guess, would be my question. But it is, they are beautiful. But it's like something else in the evolutionary chain that you probably can't do much about, even though somebody will try to make you feel guilty because they're all dying. It's 48 after the hour.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here we are on Good Day Health. It's 53 after the hour, said he with a choked up voice. Jack, I may need you to help me with my voice here.
Yes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He has two fabulous websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can get all the information about the things that you need to put into your body, the things that he's created, the things that work, things that will help you. There are the enzymes that work to make your stomach work, if you will, right? That's what it's supposed to do. You need enzymes in your stomach, because without his believer in the GAP, Jack's a GAPS practitioner, which is all about the gut. Health begins and ends with a healthy gut. So, you know, after I had that flu thing and I took a Z-Pack because I couldn't stand it anymore, I just had to get rid of it, the cough and everything else. And then I went right to town with the Lee enzymes to bring in the things that are necessary, because you got to have all the probiotics and have the things that balance your stomach off, because when you take something like that, it kills all the good bacteria, all the bad bacteria, everything's gone. So, anyway, Jack, always with the weekend show that he does, the Good Day Health show, you know, we have 2 hours of Good Day Health that appears on most of the same stations to carry the Good Day program with Jack and Ken Kronos, two very different ways of looking at the recipes for life. And so if you want to understand what the natural, I often come up with names. I called, somebody asked me the other day about you, how would I describe you? And I said, I just popped out of my head. He's an herbalist. I don't know why I said that, but
I'm not an herbalist. I use herbs, but I'm certainly not an herbalist.
No. Anyway, check out Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. He's a Nuka chiropractor and does wonders for those people who have bad necks and stuff like yours truly, who's had gone around in circles with this thing. And now I feel, for some reason or other, it just has gone away. But I was taking stuff that, you know, it is something that you don't even think about until it doesn't work. Isn't that true about most everything in the body, though, Jack? We take it for granted. Everything works fine until it doesn't. And then we start thinking, what in the world is that about? And
well, it's almost always a result of some form of malnutrition or another. The two big combinations, the malnutrition and the imbalance of the spine against gravity, which will, you know, break down and destroy the joints, and malnutrition just hurts the organs over a period of time. And depending on how healthy your mother was when you were developing inside of her, as to how long you can carry that basic nutritional complex into adolescence, into early adulthood, until it begins to suffer if you don't replace it with good foods, the kind of foods Mother Nature made, not the kind of foods that Nestle makes.
Lucky my mother's health was not good when I was in the womb, but, you know, somehow I've overcome it by just not doing the things that are not good for
you. Well, you've been conscientious, and you're a farmer, for Pete's sake. Yeah. Farmers are some of the healthiest people in the world.
Yeah. There you go. All right, you've posted a study that shows how important vitamin K is. I would venture to say that 85% of the people listening to this program right now don't even know what vitamin K is, never mind what it does. So would you do the honors?
Well, vitamin K is one of the, well, it's absolutely essential to health. It has an awful lot to do with bone, the hardness of your bones. It has an awful lot to do with insulin, maintaining good levels of insulin in the body, which we've just recently learned from the University of Montreal at the Montreal Clinical Research Institute in Canada. And they found out that vitamin K can help reduce one's risk of diabetes. And just as I have maintained about diabetes or arthritis or cardiovascular disease, these cancer, these are almost all diseases of malnutrition. When the body isn't getting what it needs, it becomes a sitting duck for these other kinds of problems to start showing up. And a shortage of vitamin K, which usually comes from green leafy plants. There are easier ways to get it than that if you're not into green leafy plants, one of which is something called EZ-Mag. It's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com, is a real concentrated form of vitamin K. And what the study at Montreal found out is that it helps to increase a process called carboxylation. And carboxylation is something that helps inside of cells to produce the proteins they're supposed to produce. And what they found that in the pancreatic beta cells that produces insulin, they found out that vitamin K has a direct effect to help the body balance the insulin levels inside the system, as well as the sensitivity to insulin. And what happens with a lot of pre-diabetics and eventually diabetics is they become so insensitive to the presence of the insulin that their body is making that they have to have large blasts of synthetic insulin shot into them once or twice a day just to maintain sugar levels. Right. So vitamin K is essential for the pancreas to make insulin.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.